You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. Boise's James Castle House recently received a prestigious recognition. It is now part of the Historic Artists Homes and Studios Program. This distinction, given out by the National Trust for Historic Preservation, is part of more than 30 museums nationwide that were the homes and working studios of American artists. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Rachel Reichert. She is the Cultural Sites Manager for the James Castle House, and Kristen Hill, Cultural Sites Program Coordinator. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So first off, this is a big honor. And tell me the significance behind this recognition.
Yeah, so the National Trust for Historic Preservation is in collaboration with the Historic Artists Homes and Studios Program. And it is it's a national program that exclusively welcomes into its kind of consortium historic artist homes and studios. So it's the Jackson Pollock House, it's the Georgia O'Keeffe House, it's the Homer Winslow House, it's homes all over the country who are essentially doing what we're doing at the James Castle House, that is celebrating the site and the place where creativity happened.
And if people are not aware of who James Castle is, quickly talk to me about who he was. Kristen?
So James Castle he's a very, very, now very famous Idaho artist. He was born in 1899 in Garden Valley. He lived until 1977, and he was born profoundly deaf. So he spent his entire life making art and using that as his primary means of communication, as well as his way to explore and express the world that he saw around him and explored within. So,
and he used found materials. And I mean, that was a big part of his work.
Yes. Yeah. He's very well known for working with soot and spit. He would do drawings on found materials, you know, old newspapers and magazines and food packaging. And then he would use soot from the fireplace and mix it with his own spit to create something that's akin to a charcoal. And he got very, very well known for that technique.
And fast forward, the James Castle House is where he spent a big majority of his life. And the city of Boise came in and basically renovated and revamped this space for an artist in residence. Correct? I mean, that's long story short, that's basically how it works.
We have multiple programs. Mm-hmm. So when the city purchased the property back in 2015, it was the vision of the mayor to have a residency program on site. So about half of the square footage on site is dedicated to the residency program. But we also have ongoing exhibitions of Castle's work and other contemporary works. We have educational programs, so anything from school tours to workshops to talks to lectures. We also have a small retail operation that the revenue from the retail store kind of generates ongoing support for the site. But we also have two very important artifacts on site, one of which was taken off site years ago, which is the shed and the trailer where James Castle actually lived and worked while he was on site. It's those two spaces that played a major role in us joining the Historic Artists Homes and Studios. So right now, visitors can experience the shed in its current condition. We are going through some emergency stabilization and then long-term planning for making that artifact more accessible. And then the trailer, which is an adorable little wood-sided little trailer that was built in the late 40s, came on to the property in the early 60s. And it was essentially where Castle lived the last parts of the last few years of his life.
And did you have to, basically apply for this distinction? How did this process work?
It's a pretty intense process. So we did apply to be included into the program. It takes lots of, letters of recommendation, proof of strategic plans that we needed to make sure were in place, best practices being enacted on site. So it was, there are high standards and high stakes into getting into the program.
And Kristen, what's it like to be, you know, recognized in this caliber of artists? Because as Rachel said, I mean, the Georgia O'Keeffe home in New Mexico, just as an example, I mean, James Pollock, there were only three places this year that were given this distinction.
It's remarkable. I mean, it's very exciting to be a part of this. And I think that people who know of James Castle are not surprised that he's being treated with this level of seriousness. Mm-hmm. People who are new to James Castle are, I think it's easy for them to understand why he is the figure that he is, both in Idaho and outside of it. Mm-hmm. It's just really exciting from our perspective to see people's relationship to this and to enable that growth to happen as they come into our space.
I'm speaking with Rachel Riker, the cultural sites manager for the James Castle House, and Kristen Hill, the cultural sites program coordinator, talking about this really prestigious recognition becoming part of the Historic Artists Homes and Studios program. And I have to admit, I have lived here for 20 years, and up until 2015, when the city of Boise purchased this, I hadn't heard of James Castle. Was that a common theme that you found among Idahoans?
Yes, definitely. I think so. The James Castle House opened April 28th of last year, so we just barely hit our 1 year anniversary yesterday. And early on, really, we noticed a lot of our visitors that are Idaho natives had never heard of him. And we had visitors coming from out of state or out of the country that were very familiar with him. So I think that that's starting to change right now. There's been a lot of press about James Castle in the past year plus. And I think that his story is becoming much more widely known locally.
And I think one of the most fascinating stories, though, Rachel, was, I mean, you don't just work for the organization. I mean, you actually were in there helping to renovate, and you actually found some of his works in the wall during this renovation process.
Yes, we did. It was a very cold December day.
Yeah. It's a good start to a story.
Yeah, no, it's been an immense privilege to be an artist myself, getting to be a part of the ongoing research and establishing of this site that now gets to not only look back at its history, but look forward in celebrating its history by supporting artists into the future.
And this is the only distinction in the state of Idaho, correct?
Correct.
For an artist of this caliber.
Yep.
So this is not just something I think that's important for James Castle and his legacy, but for Idaho to have a distinction like that.
Absolutely. Most of the homes on the roster of the Historic Artists Homes and Studios are on the National Register. We unfortunately were not included into the National Register, but belong to, I would say, a group of homes in Idaho that I think are significant, like the Hemingway House up in Ketchum. But what makes us so special is that we do have these very unique spaces that you can actually experience through Castle's work that were a part of his built environment that also kind of translate into his creative practice.
It is a phenomenal space if you have not visited. I mean, truly, what is there and the renovation process and to see where it is today is really worth a visit, in my humble opinion. So I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking more about this. So thank you both.
Thank you.
My guest today, Rachel Riker, the cultural sites manager for the James Castle House, and Kristen Hill, cultural sites program coordinator. Again, thanks so much. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. I always appreciate you taking some time out of your day. My producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our intern is Ethan Weber, and our program associate is Norm Gunning. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a really great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.